The thumbs up sign was the emperor's way to show that a gladiator had won the right to fight again. And it reminds me that the Bible supernaturally gives life. It changes people's lives in deep, profound, and irreversible ways. This is the acid test of God's influence on Revelation, its ability to dramatically transform. So whether old or young, rich or poor, learned or illiterate, noble or of mean birth, regardless of culture or country or era, the Bible has a revolutionary impact on those who heed its counsel. Yes, people can change on their own. However, trusting obedience to God's word changes us in ways we could never have accomplished by ourselves. We know this because we've all tried. The Bible has a supernatural impact in human life. In fact, this is the reason John the Apostle wrote his gospel. At the end of the gospel, John says this, "These things have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Did you catch that last part? So that you may believe, and by believing you may have life in his name. Well, Cliff, don't the people already have life? If they didn't have life, they wouldn't be able to read or hear the letter being read to them. But John is not talking about existence or breathing. John is speaking of a life that has been restored and reconciled to God. John is talking about living life the way God designed life to be lived, a life that abides, a life that has peace in the midst of storms and trials, a life that lives above the circumstances, a life that is undefeated, a life that is eternal, a life that is full of joy. John wrote this gospel to give witness to the fact that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, so that we might either believe or continue in belief in him and have life. So think about that. He wrote to those who were already believers in order to strengthen their faith, encourage their hearts, and steady their nerves and direct their minds and give them resolve. It was written to direct them to the source of life. And it's not government. It's not yourself. It's not in keeping the rules. Life is found in Jesus and only Jesus. So we're going to begin to make our way through the Gospel of John, and our aim is that you will have life in the Son through his word. So I hope you're ready for the journey. When you pray today, please remember Michael and Josie Barton are missionaries in Canada. And also remember the Nepalese LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Nepal.